Welcome to today's episode of
In Case You Missed It.
Good old Uncle Mike called in to talk about that big balls game.
Woo. Good morning, Jason and Tony.
Well, hello, morning, Mike.
I'll tell you what, I had a buddy call me Saturday and tell me that Tennessee beat Auburn. I said, I hope Jason ain't hurt.
No, I wasn't hurt, Mike, but I tell you, I was afraid
you hurt yourself turning the back play.
No, it was an emotional experience, though. It really was.
I'm at a wedding Saturday. Congratulations, Seth and Jessica. I'm at their wedding, and I listen, and I see that there's a little cluster of these, like, bachelor guys. You know, they're over in the corner, and I hear this cheering, and they're all, you know, looking at their devices.
Uh-huh.
And I hear them over there, and I'm like, what happened, you know? It was because it's a wedding. I didn't know why. And
you didn't know why men would be cheering.
So help me. That sounded bad. I didn't mean that the way it sounded. Now listen, I ain't done, Mike.
Okay,
so,
go ahead. Okay.
So I'm sitting there. I'm like, these men are celebratory. And then all of a sudden, my phone starts shaking in my pocket. And I look at it, and Jason, it says, from Jason. It's boom, Tennessee won, !! And I said, that's why those dudes were over cheering.
Yeah, that, not because they were at a wedding. Tony had a brand new story for us with Tony Tales.
You're welcome.
And now, Tony Tales with Tony.
Once upon a time, a bunch of campers went camping out to Camp Crystal Lake. The camp had been closed because a camper drowned there named Jason.
Hey, y'all, let's go. Come on, or are you chicken?
Said Brad.
Chicken, chicken, bok, bok, chicken, bok, bok.
The campers didn't like Brad's chicken, chicken, bok, bok song, so they agreed to sneak into the camp.
Look, I've brought my machete. If anything jumps out, I'll machete it,
said Brad.
And I got pepper spray.
About that time, a man in a hockey mask jumped out of the woods and tried to grab Brad.
Machete, machete, machete. Chop, 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 chop. Machete, chop, machete, chop.
See there, I got him, said Brad.
Now let's take his mask off. Oh, my God, Wayne Gretzky. I macheted Wayne Gretzky. Oh, crap, say something. Say something, Wayne Gretzky.
Yes, I am Wayne Gretzky. I bought this old camp to teach orphan kids how to play hockey, but now I have no arms. Why didn't you just read that sign over there that said closed on it?
Wayne Gretzky dead scene. Oh my God, said Brad. It's all my fault. His arms are still flopping and stuff over there. Oh my God, I killed Wayne Gretzky.
The cops came and they closed the camp again, but not in enough time to save Wayne Gretzky. The end.
Also, an exclusive interview with the guy who had the chainsaw that took off after his son, but his son retaliated with the lawnmower. Exclusive interview here in today's fake news interview.
What kind of chainsaw you got there?
Cow.
What caused all the bad blood between you and your son?
Whiff.
That's not a good reason.
No.
I don't think doing the floss and playing Fortnite too much means you should go after him with power equipment.
Meg.
Let's ask your son if he'll be able to forgive you.
Yes.
Sounds like a no.
Called.
Well, I hope you have at least learned something from this.
Ground beef.
What have I learned? Don't bring a chainsaw to a lawnmower fight.
Also, we learned if you're going to do something bad, you need a better alibi.
That's for sure.
There's a lady named Rachel,
mm-hmm.
and she stabbed her husband, Bryant.
Oh, what Rachel shouldn't have done that.
But she says it was an accident. Listen to this.
He accidentally stabbed somebody.
Yeah. It just totally sounds like it could have happened.
Uh-huh.
All right, she was just cutting up some pizza. Cutting up some pizza.
Minding my business.
Then she goes and she's going to walk through the living room, I imagine, to drop off the cut up pizza. Probably going to have movie night. Probably been to the Red Box or something.
A little snuggle.
But then, suddenly, she says her dog pooped right there on the floor. She slipped on the poop, and then she fell onto her husband, Nye, first.
Oh. It was an accidental slip stabbing.
Right, yeah. The detectives, though, didn't find any signs of dog poop anywhere in the living room.
Uh-huh.
Also, that wasn't the only story Rachel gave the cops. At one point, she also said she stabbed her husband accidentally when he ran at her and slipped.
Ooh, an accidental.
Right. Anyway, what had happened was an accident.
You see, I threw the knife into the ceiling fan, and the ceiling fan blades hit the back of the knife and shot it into him like a bullet. Yeah.
See, what had happened was there were some ladybugs on the wall, and I thought I would kill them with my knife. Then my husband suddenly stood up in front of the ladybug to defend its honor, and the knife accidentally went into him while I was trying to kill the ladybug.
Right. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's it. That's what happened. A brand new word of the day today.
Make you smarter.
And now, to expand your vocabulary, Jason and Tony present Tony's Word of the Day.
Scorn mourning. Scorn mourning is when somebody dies who owed you money, but you know you won't collect it, so you go try yanking brass off the casket. Scorn mourning.
Last Tony's Word of the Day.
And we'll leave you with today's Real Good. 33-year-old girl named Megan Yun, she ran a youth program in Pittsburgh. Aww. And back in 2011, she was helping a 12-year-old girl named Beverly with her vocabulary homework. And they were doing vocabulary homework and chit-chatting about everything. And she found out then that this girl had never had a birthday party. 12 years old and never had a birthday party. As a spoiled only child, I can't fathom that.
I always had a birthday party, and your 12th is such a big one. That's huge.
She tried to explain what the word accustomed meant by asking her what people are accustomed to eating at birthday parties, but Beverly didn't know the answer was cake because she'd never had a birthday cake.
That there make you cry.
Her parents were having some major financial issues, and Megan says she cried in her car on the way home just thinking about it. So a few months later, she started a nonprofit called Beverly's Birthdays that throws parties for homeless kids.
Gosh, that's so pretty.
It got going February 2012, and since then, she's had to add 200 volunteers because she's given presents and thrown parties for over 30,000 kids.
Golly.
What a blessing she's put on 30,000 kids, and how heartbreaking is that there's 30,000 homeless kids.
Whenever your paycheck ain't what you think it ought to be, or the red light takes too long, or you're mad about something, think about that.
Megan says it's never really been about birthdays, though. She says that when you, quote, strip away the birthday aspect, it's just about letting children and their parents know that they matter. They also do baby showers for women in shelters. And if you want to learn more or donate or do something around here to think about, maybe you can grab some ideas or donate at beverlysbirthdays.org.
What a beautiful woman. What an angel.
I love that. Beverly, you are
real good.
And that's today's In Case You Missed It.